Hello and welcome to the Murray Bowl Show. This is all a part of the Super Saturday Sports Show that you can listen to as to keep up to date with all things happening around the links in the Murray Bowls. This show airs on a weekly basis on a Saturday throughout summer and is hosted by Ray Nye on 1FM Shepparton Radio.
And we've got the Baruga Baron from, of course, Baruga himself. We'll speak of Ray Nye on this Saturday morning. How are you, Ray?
Yeah, very well, thanks, Mark. How are you today?
Yeah, not too bad, not too bad. My side got up in the Super Bowl on Monday, so I'm absolutely flying at the moment. So,
you're a big American football fan, are you?
Yeah, I don't mind the old American football. I don't mind it. I'm mainly the Patriots, but I'm sort of in the LA Rams camp as well, so I was a happy boy Monday night.
They celebrated pretty well too, I see on TV.
Yeah, as long as you didn't see me on the top of the taxis there, down in LA.
No, Mark, I didn't see that.
Oh, beautiful, mate. It would have been a sight.
That's for sure, mate. Yeah, oh, well, that's good. The other team were a bit unlucky, though, weren't they? They left it pretty late.
Yeah, they were a bit unlucky. They were actually quite brave, the Bengals. They were really good. No one really expected them to get into the Super Bowl. But anyway, we're in the Murray Bowl Show, Ray. It's not about the NFL.
That's for sure, yeah. All right, Mark, we're ready to go?
Yep.
Okay. Good morning to all our valued listeners out there. Thanks to 1FM once again for supporting the Murray Bowl Show. We really do appreciate it in Murray Bowls. And my guest this morning is well-known first division bowler at Numurkah Golf, and Jack Dell. And Jack is also the chairman of the Murray Bowls Match Committee. Welcome, Jack.
Thanks, Ray.
Thanks for your time this morning.
No worries at all.
Jack, this is the first year of the new Goulburn-Murray region restructure. We've got a very strong region board, well led by Alan Rogers and Steve McGregor. How's things going well, in your opinion?
Yeah, everything's been going along very swimmingly, really. It hasn't made a lot of difference to Murray Bowls because our teams and structure haven't changed much. But the administration, Steve McGregor in particular, has done a lot of the administration. That's taken a fair bit of workload off myself and some of the others here. So we don't actually have a committee like president, secretary, that anymore, just our match committee. But yeah, it seems to be working pretty well. I think it was probably better here than it is in the GV. They've had a few issues to deal with, but
yeah. Alan and Steve, they run a very good ship, don't they?
They
have regular meetings. One last week in Murray Bowls, and I think, you know, they keep you up to date to what's going on.
Yeah, they do. We get to make a lot of our own decisions as far as running our bowls goes. But as I said, their administration is terrific, and they get the information out of clubs, which is excellent.
Jack, as chairman of the Murray Bowls Match Committee, you've had a very busy year. Murray Bowls is, of course, the host of all the state and region events. So you've been a pretty busy boy, the whole match committee.
Yeah, the problem's been, of course, because we started so late with COVID, is now everything sort of backed up, so nearly every Sunday we've got state events, and it's been a bit hard to fit in club events and things like that. But so yeah, we've had a fair bit on our plate, and we've got a fit bit coming up yet still with state finals and the region challenge and events like that. So we find things to do.
Jack, the information I've got back is that to all clubs that have hosted these games, Murray Bowls clubs hosted these games, the presentation and quality of greens has been first class, and that's great for Murray Bowls.
When we get visitors from other regions coming to you, like from Golden Valley or further afield, they're always amazed by how good the greens in Murray Bowls are. Look, with very few exceptions, they are excellent, and particularly from GV, the feedback we get is that Murray Bowls in general, the greens are far superior to GV. It's a credit to all the clubs and their greenkeepers.
And a lot of these greenkeepers are voluntary, do it on a voluntary basis too, which makes it all the better, Jack.
Yeah, I think the majority are voluntary, yeah. And obviously some volunteers get a bit weary of doing it all, but they still soldier on. Some have been doing it for years.
They take a lot of pride in
that. Oh, absolutely, yeah.
Jack, the Murray Bowlers have performed very well in all these events. And yet, I think you might see the results. Barry Cosgrove, Joe Lucci and Lydia Patching, they were in Bendigo at the region finals on through the week.
Yeah, the 16-over state finals. Yeah, and they started in the last 16. Barry and Joe won their first two games, but lost their semi-final. Barry got through to the final of the singles and went down, I believe, 21-16. And Lydia also got through to the final, and she went down 21-12. So, yeah, they've done really well. Barry had a particularly hard week because he played two games of singles and one of pairs on Thursday and two games of pairs and one of singles on Wednesday. So by Friday, he was, because he is a bit over 60. He was probably fairly tired.
It's a great performance by all those bowlers, and they certainly done Murray Bowls very proud with their...
Yeah, we've got a pretty good record in those. Like last year, Loris Ulan won the 16-over singles. We were hoping for a Numurkah Golf double, but it didn't quite happen.
And we haven't finished yet, Jack. There's still a lot more.
Oh, yeah, no, that's only the 16-over. There's still the others to go. Our region finals against the GV will be played on March 27th and April 3rd. I'm not sure which events will be on which days. Depends who's in.
Jack, before we... I'm going to come back to you again with a few... I'll give the results of the Friday pennant. A very interesting stage in the Friday pennant. There's only one game to go, and things are starting to sort out there. The in first division, Tokemore Golf 74 defeated Pakola 41. Cobram 66 defeated Finley 62. Now, that was an interesting result there, Jack.
Very close, yeah. And that will have a bearing on which of those teams will make the four. They're very close for fourth and fifth between those two at the moment.
Yeah, Finley's just inside, 2 points ahead of Cobram, so yeah. Depends who they play next week. It'll be interesting. Numurkah 39 went down to your team, Jack. I believe you played in this game, 72. Oh, yeah. So that's a big win for your club.
It was a big win for us and a history-making day. Yeah. Many people will know Jeff Sutcliffe, and Jeff's been playing bowls for 51 years, and it was his first game of midweek or bowls. So he acquitted himself quite well. He was filling in for Jay Lucci, who was away in Bendigo. So I don't know whether we'll keep him in there.
What's the big incentive to get Jeff in there, mate?
I don't know. I think his sister might have had something to do with it.
Oh, very good. And Tokemore Golf, they lost to Baruga 57 in a close one. So the top four side, Tokemore Golf on 158, your club, Jack, Numurkah Golf 150, they're going to be in finals, as will Numurkah 139. As we said earlier, Finley 104 and Cobram 102. And next week, Cobram plays Pakola and Finley plays Tokemore Golf too. So both those teams should win.
You would expect them to win, so it's going to depend on rinks.
What they win by, that's exactly right. Yeah, so it's going right down the wire. So that should be very interesting next week. In the Friday pennant, Division 2, Cobram 45 lost to Katandra 65. Katandra's having a very good side back in...
Yeah, they haven't been in it for a few years, so
nah.
It's good to see them up there.
It is so. Numurkah Golf 55 defeated Berrigan 46, and a fairly close one there. Tokemore 54 lost to Baruga 68, and Numurkah 54 defeated Nathalia 53 by a one-shot margin. Okay, and the top four sides there is Numurkah Golf 169, Numurkah 128, Baruga 112, Katandra West 108, and Cobram just outside on 98. So Cobram will have to do everything right next week and hope that Katandra or Baruga lose, but those four sides will be pretty hard to displace there. The trade day this week, Jack, was held at Pakola. I believe they had a fairly good roll-up. There's about 18 teams took part, and the winning team was a composite side of Cole Borden, Gavin Cullen and Ross Smith. So well done to them. Next week's trade day is at Numurkah Golf, Jack.
It is.
So sure to be a good day.
We've
down there.
21 teams at this stage. Have you? There's room for more if anyone wants to give me a ring.
And they're always good days. And
oh, terrific days.
Great days for each club, aren't they?
Yeah, they are fantastic. They're good for socially and financially.
Last Sunday, the women's and men's state fours finals were held at Jamaica Golf Bowling Club. In the women's final, the Cobram team of Marge McDonald, Kerry Bollicino, Carolyn Mathers and Chris Dunn defeated the Jamaica team of Ann Dealey, Pam Smith, Robin Gilmore and Robin Orman, I think it is, 2014. That must have been a pretty good game there, but well done to Marge and the Cobram girls.
It was nip and tuck most of the way. You know, just the last couple of ends, Cobram got away.
In the women's in the men's section, One News, Peter Revel, Trevor Hosey, Graham King and Doug Larkin played very well to defeat a Baruga team of Ian Smethurst, Gary Manane, John Sullivan and Jeff Nesbitt, 25-8. So they must have been in fire, the One New boys, there last week.
They absolutely were. Baruga had just got through. They won their first game by one shot and their second game by one shot. And I think they must have used up all their biggies. And the One New team's the same one that won it last year, and they also beat Smethurst last year. But Peter Revel in particular, skipping, was fantastic.
Yeah, that's good to see Peter back in form, because Peter's had a bit of ill health this year, and it's great to see him back there, Jack.
Yeah, he had a very crooked back, and he had a few weeks out, and then he's obviously back in top form now, though.
At the right time.
At the right time, yeah.
And the big one, the women's and men's champion of champion singles, first two rounds we played at Strathmerton on Sunday. There's sure to be some very competitive bowling there in both sections. And these greens will be played on first-class greens at Strathmerton.
Yes, Strathmerton always presents their greens beautifully. It's a real credit to Wayne McGregor, who does most of the work there. He's a real soldier, Meggsy, and he's to be congratulated for the way they do present their greens.
And congratulations to all the champions. It's something that everyone aspires to win each and every year, the club championship, Jack, and... they're pretty hard to come by, but...
Yes, at our club, Jeff Sutcliffe and I have got 30 between us. He's got 30. I made it to semi-finals a couple of times, but I've never actually quite got there. It would be great to get there.
Yeah, there's some like Jeff who won numerous times, and there's others probably first-time winners. I know at our club, Ray Wright is a first-time winner there. So good luck to all those bowlers in the... Champion of Championships on Sunday at Strathmerton. Jack, just a little bit about, back to you, a little bit about your bowling career. You've always played your bowls at Jamaica Golf?
Yes, I have, yeah. I started back in about 1989. I was president of the golf, and I was president of the golf club, and the golfers and the bowlers didn't used to mix very much. And so I thought I'd give bowls a go. And, I've been playing ever since. And now summer I'm primarily a bowler and winter I'm a golfer.
So how long have you been actually playing bowls, Jeff?
Well, that'd be 33 years.
33 years, yeah. All the one club, so.
Yes, yeah.
Well, that's good. A lot of bowlers swap around a bit, don't they?
But, yeah, they do, but, I couldn't believe there. I mean, as a life member of the club and a selector, I couldn't believe. There wouldn't be enough money to get me away.
Fair enough.
Not that anyone would offer me money.
Jack, as a member of the Numerica First Division side, currently sitting on top of the ladder, it's a very even competition, though. That I don't think there's any real standout side in First Division this year.
No. There's the top four, Cobram's back on top now because they beat us last week. But Cobram, ourselves, Baruga and One New, all the games we've played, there's only been, probably less than 10 shots in all the games we've played. So I really don't know who to pick out of them.
No.
It's been the same top four for quite a few years now, and there's a fair rivalry going there. I think with the three rinks, it probably suited us more than perhaps the other clubs. It's sort of strengthened us, I think. So I believe we've got a pretty good chance. But then again, so have all the others.
Yeah, I think on the day, Jack, whoever makes the final on the day, it's not much between any of the four sides, and it makes for a very great, good final series, I believe. Especially
I think
first
it should
division.
Be very close, yeah. Probably in all the divisions, really.
Yeah. That's right. Jack, last week I read out the men's regional challenge side. Have you got the one for the women?
Yes, I have, Ray. The blue team, which is the number one team, Joyce Andrews skipping, Linda Isted, Yvonne Clark and Jenny O'Connor. Sue Jamison skip from Pecola, Jan Niven, Jill Whiteside and Robin Hodgkin. Judy Harvey skipping, Lee Hansen, Effie Eaton and Pat Morrison. That's a whole take-em-all golf ring there. And in the white team, which is the second string team, Nan Smith skipping from Finley, Marge McDonald, Eve Saunders and Chrissy Dunn. Laura Sulahan skipping, Kerry Bogacino, Jenny Wharf and Lydia Patching. I've got a feeling I've got those teams around the wrong way. I think this might be the number one team. And Dealey skipping, Pam Smith, Wendy Coles and Ruth Burnett.
Well, I think you picked four, and men's and women's sides, I think they've quit themselves very well. There's four.
Yeah, I think so. Sides there. Yeah, and it's a different format this year because Central isn't in anymore, so there's only two teams. There's the GV and Murray, and each rink in each team will play each rink in the other team for some number of ends. I'm not sure what number of ends this stage, so it could be very interesting.
And these games that are played at Cobram and wonderful facilities there should be a real highlight.
Yeah. Oh, it should be, yeah. March the 6th, that is.
Yeah.
I'm expecting it to be pretty high standard, yeah.
Okay, Jack, tentative dates for the finals. The Murray Bowls Match Committee met last Tuesday at Baruga. Have you made sort of tentative dates for finals?
Tentative venues, yeah, we have. They'll be subject to change because we try to avoid teams playing finals on their own greens.
Yeah.
And also we'll try to get where a club's got two teams in finals, we'll try to get them at the same venues. At the moment, probably the only one that's fairly sure is that Berrigan, we're hoping Berrigan will be able to host all the grand finals, all divisions at the same venue. They've got a fantastic setup there and their greens are superb. So they're pretty chuffed about that. The others, the midweek finals will be at Finley, both divisions at Finley, because again, they've done a terrific job with their fixing up their greens up there. So they're the only two that are probably set at this stage. The others, they have been circulated, but they're only tentative at this stage. Baruga, we have scheduled Baruga for a couple of finals, which might be a bit controversial, but that will depend on how well the new carpet settles down. It's only going down this week. So, that's basically it.
But that's a real feather in the cap for Finley. And Berrigan, I believe, you know, especially Berrigan. Wasn't that long ago that no one wanted to play there, to be honest, honest, Jack, and now they're first class, aren't they? And
they are. They're terrific. Warren Blanche has given them a lot of help up there from Finley, and that they've got a terrific lot of volunteers up there because they know, since it's gone back from to the Berrigan Community Club, they've done a really fantastic job of building the club up.
All right, Jack, we might just preview today's games in all divisions. We'll start with the fourth division. Very interesting little competition down there, Jack.
It is very close.
Yeah. This is the one that's really open at the moment. The ladder at the moment shows Finley on top at 117, Cobram 407, Togemoel Golf 105, Numurkah Golf 104, 1U just outside the 4 on 103, and Numurkah, I suppose, was still a rough chance of getting in on 89. So it's going to go right down to the wire, those games, Jack, isn't it?
They are, yes. They're very crucial games today.
And the games today is Strathmerton versus Cobram 4. Well, I think Cobram should be a little bit too strong there.
Yeah,
one of the top, Cobram second on the ladder. And Numurkah Golf plays Pecola, your club, Jack. Should have a win there.
They should, yes, but can't afford any complacency.
Well, they've got to win to keep
they have to win,
hold their
yeah,
place,
they
yeah?
Have to win.
Cobram 5 plays Finlay. Finlay's a top side.
Yeah, you'd think Finlay would get over the line then.
Even at Cobram, yes.
Yeah.
Now, Numerica are at home to Tote Golf 4. Tote Golf 4 are
they're
third on the ladder.
Oh, are they?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
I knew that.
Of course you did, Jack. So, that should, Numerica's still got a rough chance for that. It should be a good game there, but Tote Golf should win there. And 1U, just 1 point outside the four, are at home to Baruga. They should have a win there, I think. Mm-hmm. And Berry can have the bye. Okay, moving on to the third division. Only six teams in third division, but it's still a pretty tight ladder there. Baruga, 128, have lost the last couple of games, and they've got to really get into gear again. They want to stay on top of the ladder. The Numerica, 124, Cobram, 107, Berrigan, 95, and Tokes outside, 77. Really, those four sides are settled. Yeah. And the games today, the Tote Golf plays Numerica. Numerica probably should be too strong in that one, Jack.
Yeah.
Cobram to defeat Katandra, and Berrigan and Baruga, well, if they're going to have any chance in the finals, they've got to come back and have a win today.
Yes, right.
Second division. Now, there was a bit of confusion, and now we've got the... where are we? Here we are, Jack. Yeah, thanks for that. The two ladders, and in north and south section, and even at this early stage, they look pretty clear cut, Jack.
I think they're both settled, yes.
In the Cobram, in the south section, which in the north section, which Cobram is part of, they're well out on top, 141, and Berrigan in second spot, 128. Togemoor, 106 is nearest close. Jewelry's 106 is nearest one, so
yeah.
that's clear cut now, isn't it? Even with two games to go, I'd say.
I think so, yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
And in the south section, Katandra West having a very good year, 149, followed by Numerica, 110. 1U's the next closest there on 80, so that's
finalised
too. So
it looks like in the final, Berrigan and Numerica will play the elimination final, and Katandra and Cobram the qualifying final.
That's right, yeah. And so the games today shows Baruga at home to Jerilderie. Well, I favour Baruga to have a narrow win there. Berrigan to defeat Finlay. Cobram to defeat Togemoor Golf. Katandra should have a win over Nathalia. Having a very good year, Katandra.
Yes.
And 1U to defeat Numerica Golf. All right, Jack.
I disagree with the last one.
Oh, I'm sorry. Sorry about that.
No. Yeah, that should be a good game.
Good game, yeah. All right. The first division. And the ladder there, as we said, the final four has been well decided for quite a few weeks now. Cobram on top, 141 points. 1U 130, Numerica Golf 137, Baruga 129, and 1U 127. So they're going to play finals anyway. So today's game's a crucial game today, Jack, part of.
Yes.
Numerica Golf are hosting Baruga.
Yes.
Your comments, Jack.
Well, we did prevail up on the carpet when we first met.
Yeah.
Basically, whoever wins is going to move into second spot, although Baruga do have to face Cobram next week. So it might be short-lived if they do get there, whereas we played Strathclyde in the last game, which is always a danger game. But I'm pretty confident we can win on our own greens, but you might differ.
Oh, well, Jack, the only thing I can say, I'm only a spectator, and I'm going to come down and have a look at the game today. I'm not playing, so I'll come down and have a look, and I think it should be a great game. And
it will be, yes.
And always a good rivalry between Numerica Golf and Baruga. All I can say is Numerica Golf should start favourites, Jack.
Thank you, Ray.
So it should be a great game of bowls. Cobram, host Strathmerton. Cobram had a narrow win over your team last week, but they only won on one rink too.
Yeah, but that was a very big win on that rink. Steve Tatnell and Dane Gade were brilliant.
Yeah.
I thought our players didn't perform that badly, but they just...
had a day out.
Oh, yeah.
So Corum to continue on their winning way. Togamore Golf at home to Finlay. Now, that could go either way. Jack, Finlay had a good win over Numurkah last week.
Yes, yeah. Togamore's been going along all right. But where's it at? It's
at Togamore.
You'd have to favour them on their own ground, I think.
And one new... yeah, they should be too strong for Numurkah. And Numurkah, I keep saying each and every week there, every time I picked them, they get beat. So they're very, very disappointing.
Yeah, I was talking to them yesterday. They're fairly confident tomorrow, today. So, I don't know whether that's misplaced or not. I'd favour one year down there.
They seem to go pretty well against one year.
Yes. I think they beat them early in the year.
Yeah, but I think one year will be too strong.
Yeah.
Okay, Mark, that's about it this morning.
Oh, can I just...
Yeah, Jack.
Before we go... I'm in the presence of greatness here. I'd just like to congratulate Ray. He's been nominated for life membership of the Murray Bowls. A very well-deserved honour for you, Ray. Congratulations.
Well, thanks, Jack. It's a real honour. I do feel a bit humble, though, considering the other life members there, but it is. I'm very honoured to be even thought in that same light as those fellows.
You well and truly deserved it, in my opinion.
All right. Thank you, Mark, and I'd like to thank... wish all bowlers all the best today for a very important game of bowls, and thank you, Jack, for coming in. You do a great job as chairman of the Murray Bowls Match Committee, and keep up the good work, Jack. Thanks for your time this morning.
Yeah, pleasure.
Okay, thanks, Ray.
Thanks, Mark.
Hello, and welcome to the Murray Bowls Show. This is all a part of the Super Saturday Sports Show that you can listen to as to keep up to date with all things happening around the links in the Murray Bowls. This show airs on a weekly basis on a Saturday throughout summer and is hosted by Ray Nye on 1FM Shepparton Radio.